Blog Talk Radio.
We have to teach the truth today according to the Bible. Okay? We're here to let you know that according to God, according to the scriptures, that the Most High, the Creator, the same power or being that delivered the children of Israel from the clutches and hand and tyranny of Pharaoh is not satisfied with the world we're living in today. We're here to let you know that according to God, a judgment is coming. A judgment is coming on this earth. And that the Lord has sent us to speak to you out of the Bible. He told us to come and let you know that a mark is about to be judged for all the wickedness it has done on this earth. All the rape, robbery, murder, all the sins that have been perpetrated here on the earth, the Lord is tired of. The Lord has sent us to come out of the Bible and teach the truth. Because for years, the leaders, the religious leaders, and the politicians have taught lies on God's word. We're here to let you know that the Lord is not satisfied with how the rich is taking advantage of the poor. The Lord is not satisfied that more and more all through this earth, we're learning atheism. We're learning to follow other gods, and we've forgotten the gods of our fathers, our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Lord is fed up with, he's fed up with the Gentile teachings on him. He's fed up that all of our people in this earth today have forgot about the God of Israel and are following pagan gods. The same God that was in Greece. The same God that were in Rome and Babylon. The Lord is going to judge all these gods. These are the same gods we learn of in our churches. The same gods we learn about in our mosques. And the Lord is fed up. God's people, which are the poor of this earth in the ghetto, are touching hell. And no one is doing anything to help them. No one has even considered that these are the people of God. Now the Lord is going to bring wrath. According to Proverbs, the 18th chapter, you will see terrorism all in this earth. You will see more fires, more earthquakes, more destruction, because God is angry. And no one is repenting of their sins. We're so caught up in this earth. More and more brothers and sisters is turning to homosexuality, or turning to other sexual activity, putting tattoos all over their body, worshiping Satan, following hip-hop, and the Lord is angry. You have some of the greatest people that have ever been born on this earth are losing their minds while smoking marijuana and getting drunk all day. We've been wasting our lives. And the Lord is fed up. Give me Proverbs 1 and 20. We're here to let you know that only a few are going to make it out of this country. This country is about to shut off their borders. You know what's about to happen here? They're about to cut off the border. It has nothing to do with Mexicans, man. Soon, it's going to be black water. Your military is going to be all in our neighborhoods. They're going to be killing people like they're doing in Iraq. Then we're going to have to defend ourselves, and a race war is going to break out here in Philadelphia and all of the United States. Where are we going to run? Then King Alfred's plan will be instituted. They're going to be taking your brothers and sisters and putting you in concentration camps. It's written up in Matthew, the 24th chapter. I know a lot of you think we must be crazy. We must be out of our minds. Let me tell you first, the people that are not following the truth of God are out of their minds. That's the problem. The Lord says he's going to use the foolishness of preaching. We know that my fools out here. Brothers and sisters, we're calling out that you wake up. Wake up, brothers and sisters. It's about to be bloodshed. We're living right now in the murder capital of the United States in Philadelphia right now. and it's only going to get worse. The cops are going to be pulling over more people. Black lives is going to be infiltrated within our police force. They're going to be killing people, putting bullets up in you. Why are you just dancing, having a good time, having fun? Drinking and getting high, going out partying. There's a plan to exterminate you. Wake up, folks. The same practices they're doing now that they did in England. Called the King Alfred Plan. They teach self-extermination, and then the people that are left, they exterminate the rest. They even tried this in ancient Egypt when they was afraid that our people may multiply more than the Egyptians. We better wake up, folks. We better wake up, brothers and sisters. America's about to be judged. This place we're living on is going to be on fire.
Shalom. This is Warriors in Christ, and I am your host, Yawanathan. That was the voice of Elder Rakashia from the Gathering of Christ Church. Shout out to the Gathering of Christ Church and all the truth that they bring forth. Of course, that's the way that I came to the truth, as well as my co-host, Brother Dwayne. I'm going to be pulling him in one moment. If you all can give me a second, please, I'll be giving him a shout right now. One second, one moment. Hello. Shalom, brother. Yeah, I was just letting the audience know that that was the voice of Elder Ricard from the Gathering of Christ Church, bringing us the intro, trying to awaken the people. We are the Warriors in Christ. I'm Brother Yawanathan. This is Brother Dwayne on the line. Today we're going to be getting into Christ's Revenge 2. The Revenge of Christ. The Father's Revenge. I'm sorry. Brother Dwayne, what do you want to start, brother?
Get in there. We are here to a decisive breakdown and full understanding of the scriptures on.
Speak up, brother. We can't hear you. You're not coming in clear on that.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Right now I can hear you. Before then I couldn't. So if you can just say that over again, please.
Okay. What we're here to do, Warriors of Christ, we're here to get a breakdown of the scriptures of what we is coming to do.
Yeah, you kind of going in and out, just kind of... Speak up to the mic, brother. We can't hear you. If you're speaking, I can't.
Okay, I'm speaking in the mic. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're loud and clear now. Great.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do, we're going in today, the Warriors of Christ 2, the Father's Revenge. The first, well, we're going to go first. Like I say, first, let God praise to the Most High, Hashem Yeshayah. That's the Father in the name of, huh?
All praise to the Most High. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, what we like to do is break down and give you the truth of the scriptures. Like I said before, we've been given the understanding that Jesus is coming. We're going to get a full understanding that Messiah is coming, who is our Lord and Savior Christ is coming. And what we're going to do is we're going to get very in-depth. And we're going to let the scriptures edify everything. We're going to let the scriptures break down everything to show the truth of what's really going to happen. It's the Father's revenge.
We got a caller in here, too.
We do? Okay.
Yes. So let's get into it, though.
Are you going to bring in the caller first?
What you think? You should bring him in now, or you want to get into another?
Yeah, bring him in now.
Bring him in now. Hold on one moment. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hi, yeah. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning.
Not much, man. I had a question.
Okay.
You seem, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I seem that you have a belief that after you die, you'll go to a better place, correct?
Say that one more time.
Do you believe that after you die, you're going to a better place?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, sir.
And where is that?
It's in Abraham's bosom. Do you have a Bible in front of you, sir?
No, I mean, where is the place, not where in the Bible?
Luke 16:19.
I mean, where is the place that you think you're going after you die?
Listen, okay, we could show you. We're going to show you. John, go to Luke 16:19. But do you have the Bible in front of you?
No, I don't. I'm asking where is the place you're going, not
okay.
Where in the Bible.
Listen, we're going to show you, but you don't have the Bible in front of you. And so the thing is, we're going to go to Luke 16, and we're going to read it, 16:19, and we're going to show you. Because the church has never showed you this, but it's in the scriptures.
Absolutely. One moment, let me get that. Luke 16:19. We're in the King James Version Bible.
Lazarus?
Yes.
Yep.
We're in the King James Bible right now. Ready?
Okay,
everybody
ready?
Okay, it says, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and aspiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom.
Read that again.
Luke 16:22. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom.
Keep going.
The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he opened his eyes.
He died, he was buried. And in hell, he opened his eyes. You got one that died who was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. Then you had one that died. He was buried and opened his eyes. He was in hell. Keep going, John. You could get the full description of what it looked like dying now.
Okay, verse 23. And in hell, he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. Verse 24, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot. Cannot.
Read that again.
Neither,
read that again. Read that again.
Verse 26. Verse 26. And besides all this, between you, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence.
Okay,
then
sir, are you still on?
Okay.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Sir, this is what's going on. On one side, the rich man, he's in hell. And on the other side, Lazarus is laying in Abraham's bosom. And it's a great gulf fixed between them. Because on one side is hell and torment. On the other side is Abraham's bosom, a resting place for the people that's deemed righteous in the Most High eyes. So that's lava. That's in
between them. But if you believe you're going to heaven, and you're so certain that you're going to heaven, why don't you kill yourself?
No.
Well,
we're giving you a description on you're not going to heaven, you go to Abraham's bosom.
The thing is, I don't believe in these places. Just because
Jesus
said,
this is in the Bible.
I know. I don't believe that the Bible is anything other than a work written by people.
Right. Listen.
Yeah.
What we're gonna show you. We show you right here that this is Abraham's bosom. Right now, we're going to show you that the kingdom is not going to be in heaven. So that's showing you everything that you're saying, you've been taught something different. So quite naturally, you shouldn't believe that you should be going to heaven. You should be believing what the scripture is showing you, because you never heard that before, because you thought when you die, you go to heaven.
I believe when I die, I'm going into
heaven.
Ground, sir. Dude, I don't believe there's an afterlife. But at all.
Okay.
As in, I'm asking about this from a general point of view, because obviously I don't know your guys' specific beliefs, but in general, people use the word heaven to describe a place they're going after they die. And my question
was, they're in error.
They may be in error, but you can use different words like, you know, Abraham's bosom or whatever. But the point is, if you believe you're going to a better place after you die, then why wouldn't you kill yourself?
First of all, why would you kill yourself?
Why wouldn't you if you
were
going to a better place?
Why would you kill yourself? Let me ask you that question. I'm asking you that question.
I don't want to end my existence, so that's my reason. But hey, if you think that you're going somewhere else after you die, so killing yourself wouldn't be that bad, right?
No, see, what you're saying is something that Satan has done confuse you with. You got to understand that there's a higher being that created you.
But I don't believe
that. Right, so that's exactly. So therefore, you believe man created you?
Well, my parents created me.
Okay, now can I ask you this question? Who created
your
parents? Your parents. Okay, now in order for man to be in the earth, did man create the earth? Man created the earth?
No. We're talking about
man
evolution.
Created the stars. Evolution. Listen, the stars,
listen.
The moon, the sun.
Big Bang.
Did evolution create that?
He just said Big Bang.
Yeah, that's philosophy. I'm dealing with physical elements. Physical elements.
Yeah.
The stars,
they were made.
The sun.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were.
How was they made?
They were made in the Big Bang, which is the origin of the universe.
So basically, you're saying, hold on, brother.
Go to Genesis 1.
Okay, because he's saying basically life came out of an explosion. That's what you're saying.
It's not an explosion. It's the name.
So what's the Big Bang?
It's the name of the theory that describes the creation of the universe.
A theory.
Yeah, I'll look it up right now. Yeah. Whereas if you understand the word theory, then the same as like the theory of gravity.
Genesis what, brother?
We understand the word.
It doesn't matter what
theory.
It says in Genesis. it says in Genesis the universe started in a garden with a talking snake.
Can I ask you your nationality?
I'm Australian. Some music on.
Yeah, I don't know why that came on. I'm trying to. Hold on one moment. Hello?
Yes, hello. Who's playing the music?
Yeah. I don't even know. That's not our music.
So do you quiet the music? Let's proceed with the show. Mute him. Let him stand in line. Mute him.
Hold on one second. All right.
Okay. Now,
let's go ahead.
I'll have that caller call. We were going to deal with scripture with the scriptures with him. But what we're going to do now, we're going to move ahead because we done lost like 13 minutes. Okay.
Yeah,
here we go.
He's still there in the holding block, too. I had to.
That's fine. Until he get his music straightened out, that's fine. Okay. What we're going to do is go into Warriors of Christ, Christ of War to the Father's Revealed. This is Warriors of Christ, and that's the Most High working, having a caller listening. So,
right.
Let's go straight in, and let's go to Isaiah 1. Isaiah 61, verse 1. Let's go straight in.
Okay, Isaiah 61, verse 1. Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Most High God is upon me.
The Spirit of the Most High God is on the warriors of Christ to show the truth. Let's go.
The Spirit of the Most High God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me.
The meek, hold on one second. The meek is the people that's in the earth that have been lied to, that have been afflicted, that have been tormented by people that's worshiping angels. It's time for us to show the truth. Now, we're going to break the minds of the people that's in slavery. Keep reading.
Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has
to bring
me
the good news. We're going to bring the good news, which is the gospel, which is the tidings, the glad tidings. We're going to bring the truth. Read it.
He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn.
Read that again for me.
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn.
This is the Father's revenge. We're coming to proclaim the day that the Father is going to send his Son in the earth to free the captives. And what we have to do, we have to bring this to your attention so you can accept it. If you don't know the Father sending Christ in the earth to free the people that's in slavery, you wouldn't accept it. Read that one more time for me.
Isaiah 61, verse 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn.
Read.
Okay, verse 3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old waste. They shall rise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations.
The desolate of many generations. So this is speaking on some people who, this is speaking on some people.
You say not, brother.
This is speaking on the people that's living in a place that the original inhabitants is in desolation. These people are the people who are in captivity. These people are the people who are being afflicted. These people who are being tormented. Keep going.
Verse 5. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. For your shame ye shall have double.
And for your shame, see that? For your shame you should have double, and for your confusion. So these scriptures is not speaking to everybody. It's speaking to a certain people that's in captivity, and they're in spiritual captivity. Keep going.
Right. For your shame you shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double, everlasting joy shall be unto them. For verse 8, for I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed.
Stop right there. I'm going to 7. For your shame ye shall receive double, and for your confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery. How was this country built?
Oh, yeah, off the backs of slaves. Most definitely off the backs of slaves.
And before the slaves, they came and took the land from people. So let me read 8. For out of love, Lord, judgment, and hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their word in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles. What does the word Gentiles mean, Brother Jonathan?
Gentiles are all the nations outside of the children of Israel, of the Israelites. Those are Gentiles.
So let me read that again. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles. Whose seed shall be known among the Gentiles, Brother Jonathan?
The seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Let me read that again. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, the other nations, or heathens. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and the offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed.
Amen. Abraham. That's Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The seed passed through Jacob.
Which are
the Most High made a covenant with. Absolutely. The children of Israel, in which the Most High made a covenant with. Way back with Abraham. Passed on through Isaac, then Jacob. And as he said, he will bless generations to come to pass. And here we are. Reading this in Isaiah 61, 9th chapter, 9th verse.
Okay, go to 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 6. Because what we're doing, we're actually going to show the Father's revenge. This is the Father's revenge. The reason it's the Father's revenge is because it's
the Father's name is not being exalted in the earth. The higher is not being exalted in this earth. It's people who don't believe in nothing because of the teachers of the Gentiles. Atheists or devil worshipers. All of these madness because the true name of the Father hasn't been exalted in this earth. Warriors of Christ, we're going to die pushing the Father's name, exalting it. We're going to push his name. Are you there yet, brother?
You said Second Thessalonians, verse chapter 1,
verse 6.
Second Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 6. Okay, got it.
Okay.
6:39. Seeing it is righteous, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Yeshua shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire.
See that? Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Can you please read 6 for me?
Verse 6. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you.
It is a righteous thing for the Most High to bring judgment to the people that afflicted and oppressed his people. Because when you afflicted and oppressed the Most High's people, they don't have acknowledgement of who they is. So when they don't have acknowledgement of who they is, they praise another god. They're worshiping.
Hello? Faded out on that, brother. Said they worship another god. And
no other gods. So the children of Israel don't understand who they is. So by them not understanding who they is, other deities or powers or so-called gods, which are not gods, there is only one God, and that's the highest. All these different gods are being exalted in the earth.
Right. Absolutely. Love, what verse we left off at, brother? Hello? Brother DeWay. One moment. Yeah, we might have lost the brother. Hello? Hello? One moment. Having technical difficulties at the moment. Please give me one moment to be right with you all out there. Hello? Brother Dwayne. One moment, please. Try to get the brother back on the line. Call was dropped. Hello? One moment, please. Sorry for the inconvenience out there. One moment. Get Brother Dwayne back on the line.
Hello.
Shalom, brother.
Shalom, shalom.
Let's get it.
All right. We're going to work harder.
Absolutely. That's all that is. You know, Satan is at work, so we got to go. We got to, you know, we got to work overtime. Let's do it.
Yep. Let's do it. Okay. Where we were? All
right. We left off at 2 Thessalonians. We had just read chapter 1, verse 6 over again. I think we want to get back into that. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6 is where we were.
Okay, read it.
Okay. Seeing. Okay. 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 6. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. Verse 7, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven.
Hold on, correct that. We don't call him Jesus. His name isn't Jesus. Correct that.
Sorry about that. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Yeshua shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Verse 8, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and them that obey not the gospel of our Lord Yeshua Christ. Verse 9, who shall be punished with destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power when he shall come to...
Stop right up. Now, get a full understanding on why his name is Jesus for Yeshua. I mean, get a full understanding on why his name is Yeshua, Brother Jonathan.
Well, the letter J never came into existence into the earth until the 16th century. Right now, we're in the 21st. Just as my name is Jonathan and in the English tongue, in the Hebrew tongue, my name is Yehonathan, because that's the Hebrew tongue for Jonathan. Also, when you go to Matthew 18:1, it says that a savior shall come to save his people. And when you look in the Hebrew, savior means Yeshaya. That word is translated into the Hebrew as Yeshaya, which means to save. That's why we know the true name of the Messiah is not Jesus. It's Yeshaya, Christ. So that's why we call upon Yeshaya as opposed to Jesus, because we know that that letter J, that whole word, was just something that was put in the Bible to kind of take us into a snare.
Most definitely take us into the snare, because the letter J is a Greek. Greek is Alpha Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
Greek is Alpha Hebrew. In Greek, in Greek, the name Jesus don't even have anything to do with save or savior. Nothing.
Right.
So his name would fit his function. His name
Absolutely.
Is Yeshua, but he is your savior. My personal savior should put Yod in Yeshua. He's coming to save me and all the other brothers and sisters who center put their life on the line to exalt the Father's name. Now, let me get into this scripture, because Satan is working heavy, and I'm not going to say I'm infuriated. I'm just filled up more to push harder.
Verse 7.
And to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Yeshua shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. See, they don't push that. In the churches, they don't push that. That's why the brother don't understand. That's why the brother don't believe nothing. Because the next scripture is going to be very clear. In a flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. So you don't have
right.
to believe. You don't have to believe. You want to believe, but it's accurate. And you don't deal with the scriptures because you don't deal with the scriptures because the earth.
Yeah, you cut
it
out, brother.
And the earth is given to the hands of the wicked. If the earth is given to the hands of the wicked, the power that be is not going to teach the truth.
Right.
The scriptures is going to edify everything. It says, in a flaming fire taking vengeance. Who going to take vengeance? 7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Yeshua shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in a flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord, Yeshua Christ. Because Christ came in the name of the Lord and our Father, Ahia. So that's why this is called Christ of War. 2, the Father's revenge. Because Christ is bringing the sword, because the Father is sending him to bring the sword. Okay, let's go to when you get ready, we're going to go to Nathan 1.
We going there now?
Yeah, most definitely. Nathan 1:2.
Is it Nahum?
Yeah, Nathan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nahum? Yeah,
you might want to go back.
Nahum 1:2.
Read that verse for me.
One moment, let me get. Nahum chapter 1, verse 2. God is jealous. The Lord hath revenge. Let me read that again. Nahum, chapter 1, verse 2. God is jealous, and the Lord revenges. The Lord revenges and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and his reserveth wrath, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies.
Read that again for me, but put the true name at the front.
Okay. Nahum, chapter 1, verse 2. The Most High is jealous, and the Most High revenges. The Most High revenges and is furious. The Most High will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies.
Okay. Read it again with a higher.
Nahum chapter 1, verse 2. Ahiah is jealous, and the Most High revenges. The Most High revenges, and in his fury, Ahiah will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies.
Who is Ahiah?
Ahiah is the Most High, the Creator, the Ancient of Days.
Most definitely. We're going to exalt his name. That's what this show is about. We're going to exalt the Father's name. That's what we're coming to do.
The one who said, let there be light.
All this false teaching, no understanding in the earth, because the earth is given to the hands of the wicked. So, Satan is working overtime and to keep the children of Israel confused, to keep the Gentiles confused, to keep everybody confused so his people could create havoc and try to build their weapons to try to stop Christ from coming in the earth. That's what's going on, people. That's what's going on.
But right.
We're gonna get an understanding so y'all could get yourself girded to truth. Go to these scriptures, get a full understanding for yourself. Go to St. Matthew 10, verse 34 for me.
Matthew 10, 34.
Because we exalt the Father's name. So while we exalt in the Father's name, we're going to show you exactly what Christ mentioned after he laid his life down on the line, after he laid his life on the line to bring the children of Israel back, after the sacrifice, he was the atonement for the children of Israel. After that, he went down he went down to hell and defeated devil.
Matthew,
he had a mission. I do sit on his throne.
Keep fading out, brother. Speaking to the mic.
Christ has another mission he's going to complete. After he's sitting on the throne, but when the Father is time, Christ will be revealed from heaven with his angel. Read St. Matthew 10, verse 34.
St. Matthew, chapter 10, verse 34. Think not that I come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. Let me read that again. Think not that I come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it.
Stop right now. spot right there. This is showing you right here what Christ is coming to do. He said he didn't come to bring peace on the earth because it was too much different lies and philosophies in the earth. So when he come in the earth, he's bringing the truth. So it's going to be different understandings between the mother, the father. The mother might be a Jehovah's Witness. The father probably Catholic. The brother just got out of prison. He a Muslim. The sister a Christian. But when these people sit down amongst each other, it's confusion because that's what religion is. But when the true teachings of Christ come into play, when an individual find out he a Hebrew Israelite and start teaching the truth or speaking the truth to his family, that's the confusion that Christ was speaking on 35. For I come to set a man at variance against his father and against the daughter, against the mother, and against the daughter-in-law, against the mother-in-law. It's going to be the different religions. The people are going to be at war with each other.
Right.
They're going to be at war with each other. But this is showing you that when Christ came on earth, he didn't come for peace then. That wasn't his mission then. His mission was to come teach the truth. And the truth was going to start with you. And it's also showing you 38, and he that taketh not the cross and follow me after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. So that's what we're doing. We're picking up our cross today. And from till the casket drop, we're carrying it.
Yeah. Right. The work don't stop till the casket drop, as I always say.
Most definitely. Revelation 19, verse 11. So, brothers and sisters, you got to understand, you're worrying about dying, not following the truth. If you follow the truth, destruction is going to come your way because the earth don't accept the truth. The earth is in the hands of the wicked. So if you understand, you pick up your cross, you following truth and righteousness, the world is not going to love you. The world is going to hate you. Right now, we're showing you what Christ is coming to do. Revelation 19, verse 11.
I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doeth judge and make war.
He come judge and do what?
In righteousness he doeth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun.
Stop right there. He's called, and he have a name on his vest and on his thigh, a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Because when Christ comes, all the kings that sit on thrones, all these governments that have heads over them, so-called kings, Christ taking them. Because he's taking the earth back and giving it back to the Father. Christ is the first, and Christ last. It says 15, Revelation 15:19, and out his mouth go a sharp sword, that with it he shall smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And then it goes on to say, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of the Almighty God. Christ is being sent by the Father. He's being sent by the Father. So all.
Saying that, brother, speaking to the mic.
So all you individuals who inside the churches who are not getting the full understanding week in and week out going in and not getting the full understanding of the scriptures, please tune in to Warriors of Christ. We're going to continue to give you full understanding. Right now we're dealing with Warriors of Christ are dealing with two, the Father's revenge. And Brother Jonathan, I need you to go Isaiah 42, verse 1.
No problem.
We can keep showing the people.
Isaiah.
Christ coming back.
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Verse 5. Thus saith the Most High, thy power. He that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people unto it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. Verse 7, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Most High, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them.
Okay.
Send it to the Most.
Okay, right there. Start right there. Start right there.
Okay.
Start right there. Start right there. 42, showing you that Christ is sending his, that Yeshua is the servant of the Father. He's sending in the earth. 42, verse 1. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect in whom my soul delighteth, I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the streets. A bruised rib shall not be break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. Christ is being sent in the earth to execute judgment. Who sent him? The Father. Right here? Chapter 42 and 7, to open the blind eyes and bring out the prisoners from the prison, and to them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord. That is my name and my glory, where I will not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. But what's going on in the earth? The Most High glory is being given to graven images.
False God.
All of it. Idol.
Right.
idolatry,
lies,
spiritual fornication, all across the board,
philosophy, science,
theory.
Garbage, mess, theories, hypotheses.
Right.
We're going to describe all that right now with the scriptures. Matthew chapter 21, verse 42.
Matthew 21, verse 42. Matthew chapter 21, verse 42. Yeshua saith unto them, did ye never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner? This is the Lord doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, say I unto you, the kingdom of the Most High shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof.
Read that again.
Read that again.
Read that again.
I'm going to start back at the top.
Start at the top.
Yeshua saith unto them, did ye never read in the scriptures? The stone.
Did you never read in the scriptures? Who? Yeshua is speaking to individuals who are supposed to know the scriptures. Right? He's speaking to the spirits. Now, you have brothers and sisters who are so far off from the scriptures right now. Read that again.
Yeshua saith unto them, did ye never read in the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, say I unto you, the kingdom of the Most High shall be taken from you and given to the nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. And
so the kingdom of the Most High is the heavens and the earth, because he's speaking to people on the earth. And read that again. He said the kingdom shall be taken from you. Read it again.
Therefore, verse 43, therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of the Most High shall be taken from you.
He's talking to some aliens. Is he speaking to some aliens, Jonathan? Is Christ speaking to some Nephilim?
He's speaking to people on the earth right there, Pharisees and scribes, I think.
Exactly. So this philosophy, these theories, these all this madness. Because read that again, what Christ said at the beginning. Did you not do what?
Yeshua saith unto them, did ye never read in the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of the Most High shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. And whosoever
exactly.
shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whom soever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder.
Grind him to powder. Isaiah 63, verse 19. He's going to go to Isaiah 63, verse 19.
63, verse 19. One moment, bro.
The truth is so far-fetched because everybody's so far removed from the scriptures. Your pastor's not teaching the truth, so, so we have to teach it. We have to exalt a higher name in the name of Yeshua. That's what we're going to do. We're going to exalt it. We're going to push it. We're going to our graves doing this. So please tune in.
Hold on one moment. What verse, brother?
Isaiah 63, verse 1.
Isaiah
Isaiah 63, verse 1. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah?
Edom is the so-called white man. They are actually red. They're not white because you can see the blood pressing against their skin when they blush, when they mad, or too much sun. They hide and they don't want their truth to be revealed who they really is. But the scripture exposes them and shows you that the Father is in indignation and in war with them forever. So they're going to hide and they're going to lie. They're not going to tell you who you is. They're going to tell you you're an African American. They're not going to tell you you're Hebrew Israelite. They're not going to do that. Because the earth is given to the hands of the wicked. These are the same people that took a covenant with Satan. The same people who Christ rejected the offer that Satan tried to give him. Christ rejected it, but these are the same people that took it. Read, brother.
Isaiah 63, verse 1. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah?
Bozrah was a land that they lived in the biblical, when Edom and the Idumeans, they was living in Bozrah. That was one of their strongholds where they lived from. We just giving you a breakdown in these words because the pastor don't tell you what Edom means. Edom is red, means red in Hebrew. Bozrah was the land that they lived in. Oh, brother.
All right. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save.
Mighty to Yesha. Hebrew is Yesha. So that's, he's my savior, my personal savior. Put Yah on it. Yesha, Yah. So that's Christ's name right there, Yesha. But he's your personal savior, Yah. Yesha, Yah.
Right. Verse 2. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, in thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat?
Why are your clothes red, Christ, like you've been jumping up and down on some grapes?
I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me, for I will tread them in mine anger and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. Verse 4, for the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. Verse 5, and I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. Verse 6, and I will tread down the people in mine anger and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth. Verse 7, I will mention the loving kindness of the Most High and the praise of the Most High according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel.
And the great goodness toward where?
Toward the house of Israel, which he has bestowed. Go ahead, brother.
Read that last piece right there.
Okay. On us, the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindness.
So, the scriptures we read now is evident. It's very much evident. Because Christ said, 63:3, I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me, for I will tread them in my anger. I will trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garment, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeem is come. Now, remember when we read Isaiah 61, verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God to them
to comfort all that mourn. Now, Paul links right up with that because the Father is sending Christ. So that day of vengeance, that's the Father's revenge. And his servant is coming to execute judgment.
Right. Most definitely.
The Father is sending them for all praise to Ahayah Bashem Yeshaya.
Acts 1, verse 9. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Yeshaya, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner, as ye have seen him go into heaven.
Okay, this right here showing you that Christ was picking up by clouds. And the angels spoke to the men saying, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye glazing up into heaven? This same Yeshaya which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in the like manner. So ye have seen. I'm sorry. Shall read that for me, Brother Jonathan.
What verse you had, brother?
11.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Yeshaya which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.
So the same way he left, he's returning. The same way he left, he's returning. But we're not. We're being lied to. We're being brainwashed. We're being hypnotized. But right now, today, we're going to bring out this truth. Next verse. Next, let's go to, go to Revelation 1 and 7.
Revelation 1 and 7.
Because he was taken up in the cloud. We're going to see how he's going to return.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierce him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen.
Read that again for me.
Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierce him, and all kindreds of earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen.
Okay, the same way he left, he's returning. That's what this scripture is showing you. It's also showing you that everybody's screaming they're waiting on sweet Jesus. But all the kindreds and the tongues and all the nations be going to be well when he comes. Why? Because he's bringing the sword. And those that pierce him are the Romans. The Romans,
right.
To remember the Roman soldier pierced them? The Romans are still active today. They're just hiding under different names. That's all. They're hiding under different names. They're Khazars. They're converts to the Jewish tradition. Not the true Jew tradition, but the Jewish tradition.
Right.
They're not the real Israelites. They don't even call them Israelites. They're Israelis.
Right.
The Israelis, it has nothing to do with the scriptures, brothers and gentlemen. Nothing. They're liars.
Absolutely. And ish is a suffix, actually. The suffix ish. For example, greenish, bluish, reddish. It means kinda or sorta. That's what ish means. So Jewish. I tell you right in the name that they, you know.
And it's sad because they're not kinda an Israelite at all. Period. First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16.
Okay. 1 Thessalonians.
They don't even follow the scriptures. They follow the Talmud. They don't even follow Christ. They don't uphold Christ at all. So how could they be the chosen people? They're liars. 1 Thessalonians.
1 Thessalonians chapter
4.
What, brother? Chapter 4, verse 6.
16.
4 and 16. For the Most High himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel.
Christ himself. Christ, read that. Yeshua himself. Okay.
Okay. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of the Most High, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
See that, ladies and gentlemen? When Christ hit the atmosphere, the dead in Christ can rise first. So why are we worried about teaching the truth, or telling the truth, or exalting the true name of the Most High, when if we do our work and the wicked people kill us and our Lord and Savior hit the atmosphere, we rise. So why be worried?
Right.
What is there to worry about?
No worries.
None whatsoever. Read that again for me.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of the Most High, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
The dead in Christ shall rise first. Go to Matthew 25:31 for me. These are precepts what we put together for y'all to show y'all exactly how it's going to happen, how it was already prophesied, it's already written. This is the truth. This is the true understanding of the Father's revenge. He's sending Christ with the sword to free not just his people, but the clutches of the earth from the hands of the wicked. Satan's time is almost over. Satan's time is almost over. But during this process, the children of Israel will be set up and they will be the rulers of this earth again.
Matthew 25, verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory.
Read that again for us.
When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory.
Go to Jude. Right now we're painting a picture. We letting the scriptures paint a picture. We're supposed to be done to be able to have a true understanding of what's going on.
What was that, Jude? Verse 9?
Chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. So we just read that. Christ is coming with his angels. So read Jude 1, 13 and 14.
One moment, brother. One moment.
So we give them the true understanding of the scriptures right now. We precepting, painting the picture, letting the scriptures paint the picture, letting the scriptures edify, and letting the scriptures correct all the lies and all the philosophies and theories and misunderstandings. The scriptures itself gives you the understanding. So we're putting together everything so you can see, hear. You take the time to get your pencil and paper to rewind all this and write down the scriptures in the same order and read the same scriptures for yourself. Take the time to do your research.
Okay, that was Jude, verse 13 and 14.
Okay.
All right. Raging in waves of the sea, foaming out of their shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, High cometh with 10,000 of his saints, or the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints.
Hold on one second. Start at 14, and Yeshaya comes with angels.
Right. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, "Behold, Yeshaya cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him."
Stop right there. This is the book of Enoch. Jude was reading from the book of Enoch, showing you that that book is valid. That it's showing you that the understanding that Enoch prophesied that the Lord would come with 10,000 of his saints, which are angels. These are speaking of the heavenly saints, the heavenly angels, the celestial beings, to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against the Most High, against Christ, against the true understanding, against the Israelites, the truth of who the people really are. That's what we're dealing with right now. We're dealing with the truth. We're showing you that Christ is on his way back with the sword. That's what we're showing you. That's what the scriptures are showing you. Actually, we're not showing you nothing. We're just reading it. It's been here. It's been written. It's just been hidden. You've been lied to. Isaiah 66, verse 15 and 16.
All right. Isaiah 66, 15 and 16.
So, ladies and gentlemen, please take the time to understand we're in the last days. Nothing else matters, your money, your house, your cars. None of that matters no more. You have to understand we're in the last days.
Isaiah 66, verse 15. For behold, the Lord will come with fire, and with his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh.
No, okay, you can read that, but you go ahead and read that. Read all of it over again, but don't go into that. That's going into when we're in the wilderness. You got individuals who a pig fetish gonna come on, and they gonna die right then, because they gonna be up under the rod again, and you know what the rod is.
Right.
That's the law.
Okay, so Isaiah 66 and 15 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
For behold, the Lord will come with fire, and with his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many.
And the slain of the Lord shall be many. Do they teach that in church, that the slain of the Lord shall be many?
I never heard it. All I heard is old sweet Jesus and, you know, praise and worship, and that's all I've heard.
What is this prosperity thing?
Prosperity, man, it beats me. It's a movement that they're making people believe that, I guess, by tithing and praying to the Father, that you will become prosperous, which is really going down a road of
trying to get riches because their mindset is focused on what that pastor of the person who's at the forefront of the church, the way they're displayed, you know, so they figure that they can be in that same type of footsteps by this whole prosperity movement. So it's totally against the scriptures when you actually read the truth and understand what actually matters to the Most High. That's absolutely not one of them. So that's been taken out of context, and that's what's really driving people downward right now in these churches, the so-called prosperity movement, in which the Most High isn't in agreement with it at all. And like you said, brother, we absolutely in the last days, and man, I sit back and think to myself any minute now, but what's going on all over the world, different laws being passed. You know, I pray unto the Most High daily, and like I said, I think to myself, any minute now, you know, it's going to all change. So I'll pray to the Most High, and I have to get the truth.
Most definitely. Thank you for that injection, because it was sorely needed, because brothers and sisters think going inside that, throwing your money down to get a blessing, they think that's going to help them. It's not going to help you, brothers and sisters. Doing what we're doing is what's going to help you. Doing
right.
What we're doing right now is going to help you. So, we're going to push on. Go to Isaiah 42, verse 13 and 14.
Isaiah 42, verse 13. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, ye roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time holding my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once.
So now we get no good understanding why these atheists out there, because the Most High said that he went quiet for a minute, right? Read that scripture again.
The Lord shall, hold on. That was verse 14. Hold on, no. Okay, verse 14. I have long time holding my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. A woman in travail is like a woman going through labor.
Pain, right, and pain.
Birth pains, right.
Right. So that's why it's atheists. That's why it's people who don't know the Most High. Number one, the Gentiles wasn't even given the word anyway.
Right.
They wasn't even given the prophecy. They wasn't given the book or the Most High. So they don't even know the Most High ways, to be honest with you. They don't know his judgments, the laws, and the commandments. Because the laws and the commandments were given only to the children of Israel when they were taken out of slavery from the Egyptians. And only the children of Israel was given the laws, statutes, and the commandments to be a light to the rest of the nation. Nations are Gentiles. Most High call them heathens. So heathen, Gentile, nations, all those are the same thing. The children of Israel were given the law, statutes, and commandments to be a light unto the Gentiles, to teach them the Most High way. But the earth was given to the hand of the wicked. So the Gentiles are in command of the earth. So what they're going to teach, they're going to teach opposite of the Most High. The Most High
right.
Said, read 14 again. Just read what he said. He's been still. Just read that part from him.
14. I have been still and refrained myself. Now I will cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once.
Okay. Now,
towards the end where he come recompense. Yes. He's going to judge those that brought tribulation on the brothers and the sisters, the weak and the poor, the meek and the earth. Read verse Revelation 5, verse 11 for me.
Revelation 5 and 11.
So, brothers and sisters, the truth is love. And we're bringing you truth right now because we love you. If we didn't love you, we'll get this understanding and keep it to ourselves. But we're not going to keep it to ourselves because we want to see many other brothers and sisters in the kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
Israelites and Gentiles, we want to see you. We want to see you. But there's only one way to get there. You have to follow the true understanding of a higher. You have to understand that Yeshua is the Savior.
Revelation 5 and 11. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands.
That's showing you the army that's coming with Yeshua. Read Daniel 9 and 10 for me.
Daniel 9
and 10. Hold on. Read Daniel 9 verse 10 for me.
Daniel 9, verse 10. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets.
Oh, hold on, I'm sorry. Hold on, I'm sorry. Hold on. Hold on, I'm sorry. Let me get the right scripture for that because I wrote the wrong thing down.
All right.
What I said, 9, verse 10.
Right, yes.
I'm wrong. Thank you. Hold on 1 second.
No problem, one moment.
Give the people an understanding on who Daniel was. And what time frame this was while I'm looking for this.
Daniel was a prophet of the Most High. Daniel saw visions of the different kingdoms that would rise and be taken down at different times of the earth. Let's see.
Yeah, you're correct. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, whenever you're ready, we could go to Daniel 7, verse 9. I'm sorry for that misunderstanding, but like you said, Daniel was from the tribe of Judah. And he was raised up the same way the American blacks was raised up. He was taken out of land and raised, taught. He was tried to be indoctrinated, instituted a whole new understanding. But the Most High checked his hand over him, and he made him great in that kingdom. He was taken out of land from Jerusalem to Babylon and raised up under the king to give understanding in certain things. And Daniel, he was able to get a vision and the understanding of his dream and to this king Nebuchadnezzar. But through time, the Most High showed him the understanding of these kingdoms in the earth. How would they function? how they will be taken down. But we'll get into that a little later. Right now, Daniel 7, chapter 9. I mean, Daniel 7, chapter 7, verse 9 for me.
Hey, Daniel 7, verse 9.
Start at 10. Start at 10 for me. Start at 10. Just read 10
Daniel chapter
7.
Daniel chapter 7, verse 10. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened.
Right here, he's showing you the army again, the thousands and thousands. Now go to 9 and read all the way through 9 and 10 for me.
Verse 9. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like a fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened.
Okay, right here showing you, again, I'm going to reiterate again, the army that Christ is coming with, thousands, and thousands times 10,000. So we're not worried about their little fate, the little weapons they got in space. We're not worried about any of that. The Savior is coming through that madness to get down here on earth to free his people. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit. He's sitting on his throne, whose garment was white as snow. Now, the people over there in Jerusalem now, they don't wear all white. They were all black. They were all black.
Total opposition.
Total opposition. Whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. The Most High hair was like pure wool.
Sheepskin.
Say that again, brother.
Sheepskin. Give a better description of what pure wool looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Skin of a sheep.
The wool of a sheep. So what people in the earth hair is like pure wool? Is it the Edomites, or is it the so-called Black Americans, so-called Africans? But Africa, Africa was named after European. So that's kind of odd that place where all those black people be from is named after European.
Right.
Sound like total democracy. Yeah, democracy. That's a democracy. Okay. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. Pure wool. His throne was like a fiery flame, and the wheels as a burning fire, and a fiery stream issued and came forth before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were open. So everything is already written, brothers and sisters. You can't stop what's going to happen. But what you can do, you can get the understanding of the truth, and you can prophesy the truth. When you prophesy, you're taking the scriptures, the true understanding of the scriptures, and you just putting it in the air. You're putting the word, the Father's word that already been written in the air to proclaim the acceptable day for that. What I mean, acceptable day, if you don't understand that it's coming, you won't accept it. So if we invite you to the truth, and you learn the truth, if you gather the truth, and you go out there and proclaim it to invite people to the true understanding, they could accept it. And that's what this is about. This is about pushing the truth. Go to Matthew 24.
Matthew 24,
verse 29 through 31.
Matthew 24, verse 29. Immediately after tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
Okay. Well, Revelation 17, verse 13 to 14, while I break that down real quick. It said, immediately after the tribulation. So everybody who had an understanding of the rapture that you will not go through tribulation, that's a lie. It's called the left behind doctrine. It's telling you right here, immediately after the tribulation, after the destruction, after the oppression, after the murder, after the all the things that you was taught that you would not go through the rapture, you was taught you weren't going to go through that in the rapture. But that's a lie. You're going to go through it. It's in the scripture. And then it tells you that the angels is going to gather the elect. So it's thousands upon thousands upon thousands of angels. Some angels coming for straight war. Some angels coming to gather the elect. The elect.
Right. That was Revelation. Right, brother. That was that Revelation 17 and 14 and 13?
14.
Revelation 17, verse 13 and 14?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Revelation 17, verse 13. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful.
This is showing you that the ten horns, which is the EU, the European Union, after America is destroyed, they're going to fight against Christ. This is who Christ is going to fight against. America's going to already be destroyed, ladies and gentlemen. It's already going to be gone. Babylon had fallen. It's been failed. It's been falling. You've been seeing it. You've been seeing it crumble. But look how long the recession has been. And you keep looking for a man. No matter which color he is, but you keep looking for a man to repair what had already been broken. The scripture said it had fallen. It didn't fail. It can't be built. It can't be helped. Because this is the work of the Lord. This is the work of a higher. You have to understand that. You have to understand that. And they're gonna make war with the Lamb. The Lamb was Christ, which was the sacrifice. The Lamb, he was that atonement for the sins of the children of Israel, to bring the children of Israel back to the Father. Because the old covenant, a new one had to come in to bring them back to the Father. Correct? The atonement sin is a law. And Christ fulfilled that law by being that sacrifice. So, read, let's go to Ezekiel 39. 17.
Ezekiel 39 and 17.
And it also showing you again that the ten horns are going to war with Christ, and Christ is going to destroy them because he is the King of kings and Lord of lords. So their kingdom is going to be taken down. The whole earth is going to be given back to the Father.
Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 17. And thou, son of man, thus saith the Most High God, speak unto every
Let me start over again, sir. Ezekiel 39, verse 17. And thou, son of man, thus saith the Lord God, speak unto every feathered fowl and to every beast of the field. Assemble yourselves and come. Gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice, that I do sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that ye may eat flesh and drink blood. Keep going. Ye shall eat the flesh of the mighty and drink the blood of the princess of the earth, of rams, of lambs, and of goats, of bullocks, and of them fatlings of Bashan. And ye shall eat fat till ye be full, and drink blood till ye be drunken of my sacrifice, which I have sacrificed for you. Thus ye shall be filled at my table with horses and chariots, with mighty men, and with all men of war, saith the Most High Power. And I will set my glory among the heathen, and all the heathen shall see my judgment that I have executed, and my hand that I have laid upon them. So the house of Israel should know that I am the Lord their God for that day and forward. And the heathen shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity, because they trespassed against me. Therefore, hide I my face from them, and gave them unto the hand of their enemies, so fell they all by the sword. According to their uncleanness, and according to their transgressions, I have done unto them, and hid my face from them. Therefore, thus saith the Most High God, now will I bring again the captivity of Jacob, and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel, and will be jealous for my holy name. After that, they have borne their shame, and they have trespasses whereby they have trespassed against me, when they dwelt safely in their hand, and none made them afraid. When I have brought them again from the people and gathered them out of their enemies' lands and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations, then shall they know that I am the Lord their God, which caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen. But I have gathered them unto their own land and have left none of them any more there. Neither will I hide my face any more from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Most High God.
Okay, we only have 10 minutes left. So go to Revelation 2:16, and to be honest with y'all, everybody, that scripture right there is spoken for itself. The Most High tell you that the children of Israel went into slavery because he sought them into slavery, because they transgressed against him. He hid his face from them. But the reason why the poor people being punished the way they are today, because they put themselves in punishment by transgressing the law, which is sin, sinning. Breaking the law is a sin. You transgress the law, that's a sin. You break the law of the Most High, which the children of Israel was given the law. They broke it. The Most High hid his face from them, sent them to slavery. He's coming to redeem them. It's right there.
Right.
Revelation 2:16.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 16. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth.
That's Christ. Read that again. What did he tell you to do? What is he telling the people to do?
Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth.
So Christ don't want to see you go to hell. He don't want to bring the sword against you. Read it again.
Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth.
Christ don't want to see you destroyed. The Father don't want to see you destroyed. But ultimately, that's going to be the verdict if you don't tighten up. Revelation 3 and 9.
Revelation 3, verse 9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come to worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee.
Read on down to 10.
Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth.
This is Christ letting you know the whole earth is going to get it. The whole earth is going to get it. But it's letting you know, first and foremost, read 3 and 9 again.
Verse 3, chapter 3, verse 9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not. But do
which
lie.
Say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Let's go to Revelation 2, 9. Let's go to Revelation 2, 9, because we finished with the scripture. We finished with the Christ of War 2, the Father's Revenge. But we're gonna keep going with Revelation 2, 9 to go with 3, 9 to show you that these people who say they're Jews, they're not the Jews. The scriptures tell you that they're not the Jews. You need a King James. All those other Bibles are not the right Bibles. You actually need a King James 1611. But if you don't have a 1611, a King James is fine, because that's what they're giving the Americans. They're giving the house of Judah, basically, the kings, because that's basically who in America. But you have a remnant of Benjamin. You have a remnant of all the Israelites here. But basically, the ones came on a slave ship off the tribe of Judah. They got to keep us in the neck of our enemies. The scriptures tell you we're going to be in the neck of our enemies, right here in America. So they have to keep you off balance with these different versions where they alter things. But if you get the King James, you will see these scriptures. Revelations 2 and 9.
Revelations 2, verse 9. I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them that which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
Read 3 and 9.
Revelation 3, verse 9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee.
2 and 9.
I know the works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. I know the blasphemy of them that say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
The synagogue of Satan are those people that worship in synagogues. Right here in America now, the ish people, Jewish people, they're not the real Jews. Matter of fact, Jews were just the people that lived in the land of Judah, because the northern kingdom, they wasn't considered Jews because they didn't live in the land of Judah. The northern kingdom, the 10 tribes, Ephraim, Manasseh on down, so forth, Zebulun, Asher, Naphtali, those tribes, which would be the Indian people and the Spanish people today. Gad is the North American Indian. Ephraim would be the Puerto Ricans. Manasseh would be the Cubans.
Issachar would be the Mexicans.
Issachar would be the
Colombians.
Exactly. So it's just a true understanding of who you really are. They don't teach that in the earth today.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to get another scripture. I see we're running out of time.
Okay.
I want to get John 8 and 32.
Okay.
Toward the end of this, I want to just grab that one. Make sure those who follow him understand what it's scripture. John 8:32.
Okay.
And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Let's sit on that.
Let them know free of what? Because that's where they stop at. They just read that and just stop with free. Explain what you mean by free.
It's by, okay. Go ahead, brother.
No, you go ahead.
No, go ahead, go ahead. Okay, well, basically right there, when it says you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, the truth is contained within this Bible. If you know the truth, you know the laws, statutes, and commandments. You know what the Most High requires for you to be considered or deemed as righteous. You will follow and do those things because you know the truth, as this Bible is. And you will have a chance to partake in the kingdom. So I think a lot of times this scripture is taken out of context, not understanding the truth meaning the scriptures.
The truth also, what the brother is also saying to you, you be free from the lies and the doctrines and the so-called science that's keeping
right.
you from the understanding. Everything we've been bestowed on us through the institutions, through the American way, which is actually just a big lie. You the truth will free you spiritually.
Right. Free from this world
mm-hmm.
that we've been born into, filled with lies and everything against the Most High, basically.
Exactly.
This world is in opposition. This world is in opposition of the truth. So,
very much. The pagans, what the one he did, the atheists, pagans,
right.
All that stuff there, madness. I'm going to read this scripture to you because we only have a minute left. 2 Timothy 16. I'm going to read 6:15 to you. It say, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise upon salvation through faith which is in Yeshua Christ. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. So,
what scripture was that, brother?
That was 2 Timothy 2:15-16, 15 through 17.
Make sure they get that out there. 2 Timothy 2,
mm-hmm.
chapter 2, verse 15 through 17.
Yeah. And get one more scripture, give it to them before they leave out, because we got a couple of seconds. And you know what that would be? That would be Peter, 2 Peter 1:20.
Okay. Absolutely. Let's grab that. Let me get that.
For the brother when he first called in earlier.
All right. 1 Peter 2. Oh, hold on. 2 Peter, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it's 2 Peter.
Yeah, 2 Peter 1:20.
Okay.
2 Peter 1:20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men God spake, as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Showing you that all the words that were spoken to the prophets came from the Holy Spirit that was placed upon them, in which the Holy Spirit guided their pen. We're coming to a close on the show. This is Brother Yawanathan and Brother Dwayne. And remember, the work never stops until the casket drops. Shalom.
Shalom.